Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Hello, jurors, and thank you so much for subscribing. We took this week off as it was time for a much-needed vacation for both Mary and I. And so instead of our live podcast where we are recapping everything that's going on this week, we're sharing the second episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Season 1 that we're recapping over on Patreon. If you like this episode, we have a bunch more. We taped this one back at the end of July, so you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/twojudgygirls. And for $5 a month, we give at least 1 to 2 extra episodes. We've already recapped the first season of Vanderpump Rules. We've done some true crime podcasts. We've recapped a lot of the first episodes of different Housewives seasons. So there's a bunch there for you. Otherwise, we hope you have a great week. Thank you so much for being loyal jurors. We love you so much. And we'll see you next week for live to recap all things Bravo.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m., getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG. alomoves.com, code TJG. Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock ones. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And we are continuing our journey of first season rewatches. And we are starting with, well, I guess we're continuing. So season one, episode two of
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. This is called Chocolate Louboutins.
Oh,
is that, wait, that was the Little Mermaid?
Yeah, you were like the chef, right? Yes, like yes, trying totally. Trying to go after Sebastian, RIP.
Wait, we still haven't met Adrian Chef yet.
Bernie.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait until she starts washing the turkey with soap. Like, there's just so much we have to get to with this season. Like, I think within, like, where we're at on COVID and, like, quarantine is, like, I just feel, like, super burnt out in general. And so taking this walk down memory lane, like, the nostalgia just made me so giddy. And just, like, comparing the season from then to now.
This is natural drama, guys. This is natural animosity. This is people just not liking each other just because they don't like each other. Not because they have to have a storyline. It's genuine.
Not because they slept with each other. It's like, I mean, the first season really did revolve around Kim and Kyle's relationship. Obviously, this was centered on this, like, episode with Easter and all of that. But then we were just, you know, we got the Bickersons with Adrian. We had, like, Taylor, who's like just like a non-entity in general. And
Taylor
then
hanging out with Linda Thompson.
I mean, I love that.
Yeah.
I want Linda
how
to
much Linda Thompson was like possibly
considered.
Yeah.
I think like I feel like she definitely like she was a friend of. She was I mean, she not officially. I don't think
Did
we had friends
go to
of
her
yet.
Malibu house.
Yes, that's what
yes.
I think. That's like where Taylor broke down, right? Like that's where like the whole cat meme comes from.
Yes, okay.
You know, like I'm pretty sure that's Linda's house. I believe it's season two.
Yeah.
Yes, I think the whole breakdown of Taylor was season two. But it's just, it's been like, it's so fun because especially like Beverly Hills was, I think, the third or fourth. So I think Orange County, then there's New York, and then maybe they went Atlanta, Beverly Hills or Beverly Hills. This was in 2010, I know. So I just, I'm not sure. I can't remember when we did the first episode of Atlanta when it aired.
You think I remember? Come on.
I know. Why do I ask these things? But that's just saying, like, these shows, like, all kind of start, like, there wasn't a formula yet.
That's what made it amazing. So we start off, and Kyle's packing for her big Palm Desert trip. They go every Easter, and they go to Kyle's mother's vacation home. That's now Kyle's home. You know, the house that she stole, her goddamn house.
Little did we know,
this is the house she stole.
Yeah, we didn't know this. And what's, like, interesting, too, is we've literally never been back for Easter.
Really?
I don't think we've ever been back for Easter since. I think that was the first and last time we saw that family Easter. We've been to Kyle's Palm Springs house.
Well, the different Palm Springs house.
Yeah, but I don't think that we've been back to this one.
I feel like Teddy and Kyle have been hanging out on Easter. Has it not been on camera and I just see it on Instagram? Yes.
Oh, I want to say last season there might have been an Easter, but I don't think it was in Palm Springs. Someone will have to gut check us on that. I'm just trying to throw that out there that I don't think that it has happened. But anyway, so she's packing. Mauricio, who you are convinced is like, could not look more like John Turturro.
He looks so much like John in this. I was just like, it's the haircut, I think. It's the haircut. And he's like, how many shoes are you packing, Kyle? For like two
and
days.
Also,
nine pairs.
They didn't go together out to Palm Springs.
He must have had to like close a deal.
Yeah, because at this point, he's still working for Hilton and Highland.
But this is also the time, like, in your life where you have so much shit because you're taking so many kids. Like, I loved Kim driving out her kids. And Kim's kids are in their
20s. They're not kids. Like,
exactly.
They're teenagers and adults. Like,
no, and Kim's like, oh. Yeah, I love driving to the desert with my kids. It's so fun. Like, we play a lot of games, and she pulls out a deck of cards. I'm like, how are you playing cards in the car? Like, I don't want to know. No, I was like, you should not be playing cards while you're driving, Kim. She's talking about a train and a caboose, and like her kids.
They're all
like,
the cabooses they're on their trains.
Like, Mom, you are so high right now. Like, stop talking in front of the cameras.
Like, and then the I feel so bad because it's like, okay. Also, this weekend, it's like that. The Richards are a family of girls, plus Kim has one son and Mauricio. Like, it's three. Kim has three girls. Kyle has four girls. Like, they're, you know, Kim's basically, she's a single mom. It is just a lot. And so I'm like, even just thinking, like, you know, Chad farts in the car and everyone's like, eh, gross. And I'm just like, oh, he must just hate, like, I'm sure he doesn't hate it, but it's like,
we're, it's hard, like, now it's hard on the men. The two men.
Well, and then Ken shows up, right? Because the whole thing is that they're having Easter and LVP is coming. And Kyle, at this point, you've said it before.
She put LVP on such a pedestal. She's nervous to cook for her. She's like nervous the house isn't clean enough. She's pissed at Whitney because Whitney was there the weekend before and left it a mess. She's ticked off, and then she's like, we got to go to the store. We have to go to Jensen's and buy $516 worth of groceries and not buy real butter.
No barbecue sauce. We need Mexican enough chips. We need salsa, fresh salsa, not the fake stuff, not that fake American salsa. It's like, you need more than one salsa. There's like 10 of you, 12 of you. Like, it's okay to buy the Tostitos, and it's okay to buy the Pico.
I also, like, you can feel Kim and Kyle's tension. They're getting mad about cheese. She's like, well, my kids don't like that kind of cheese. It's like anything they could fight about. They're fighting about Mexican chips, salsa, cheese, and butter.
And, yeah, they're like, use real butter. She's like, I don't use real butter for my potatoes. It's like, okay. Now, honestly, though, I wouldn't want to eat Kim's potatoes because do we remember the chicken salad in the hands?
Yes.
Like, just let Kim make the potatoes how she wants it because you don't need to eat them.
LVP was like, where's the butter?
Yeah, she's like, I can't believe it's not butter.
It was like margarine or like, I can't believe it's not butter.
It was literally, I can't believe it's not butter. That's like what it was. But it's just, you know, $516. Now, my mom said, she was like, oh, it looks like they're at Jensen's, which I'd never heard of Jensen's before. But she's like, yeah, there's like three like shops. You've got like a Ralph's, you've got a Gelson's, you've got a Jensen's out in Palm Springs. And she's like, and it's like kind of like a specialty grocery store. So it's super expensive. But there's like the stores aren't all like right on the corner, like they're all kind of like miles apart out there. So if that store is the closest to you, you're going to be spending $516 for Tostitos salsa.
Well, they probably wanted to tell LVP they went to Jensen's.
Yeah, you and know, LVP like, said,
"Oh, we only shop at Jensen's when we're in the desert."
Yeah, that's strictly a desert place for us.
I just got a flashback. Didn't LVP get a star on the Palm Springs Walk of Fame?
Yes.
I don't know why that popped into my head. Nothing. Well, nothing really pops into my head anymore. So
LVP too, as she brings us to her chocolatier, and it's just chocolatier, but you know, we feel like it needs to be a little bit fancier. So she goes. She's got a personal chocolate person.
Well, this was like such the time of like being extravagant, like being like over the top, like, oh, this is so exclusive, my chocolatier. And I'm going to get my exclusive chocolate heels with the red bottoms because Christian Louboutin knows me.
Yeah, he calls me Pinky.
We went to dinner last night together.
Yeah, and I'm like, and then I was thinking, what is she doing with the heels?
We don't know where those went. She brought a bunny. And then it just, like, made me think about Brenna and the bunny. Like,
oh, wow, full circle. Yeah, so she brought a 3-foot chocolate bunny. But what cracked me up, too, was it was literally in Palm Springs where it's, like, 110 degrees. So that bunny was definitely sweating. It was sweating.
At any moment. It was actually fondue by the end.
But she's like, yeah, can you put a backpack on the bunny? I'm like, what? She's like, I want it to be kid-friendly. I'm like, and then it's so funny, too, because you see Kyle's kids and you're like, oh, my God, they are so young. Like, Sophia is so young there.
Yeah. And Portia's, like, little baby Portia, 2 years old.
Is literally Mauricio's twin. Like, it's uncanny how much they look alike. It's so crazy. So let's go back, though, because then we're also seeing – we get to see the Bickersons.
Okay. Adrian and – Paul are freaking amazing, and it, like, you could really just watch.
They needed their spinoff.
Watching this back, I she's like, well, our marriage is a little different. It's like Adrian just didn't like Paul anymore by the time she started filming. She didn't want to be touched by him.
I thought actually in Vegas, I was enjoying them together in Vegas.
No, I think she was okay. Like, why am I still with him? She's so annoyed by everything he does. He's like, hey, like, let's get the turkey chili. She's like, I don't like turkey. He's like, well, let's just get the turkey chili anyways. It's pretty good. She's like,
I literally... we'll get you one bite of it.
He's like, she's literally like, I don't like turkey. And then he's asking, and then I actually love these kind of people like this. He orders, like, a salad, and he wants kosher salami on it. He wants low-fat cheese. And then he's just like, but also, can I just get, like, a little cup of the chili? Like, I just want a taste of the chili. Like, it was like he couldn't get the bowl. He wasn't going to pay for it, but he just wanted, like, a little taste of it. And I was like, I like a guy like that.
Paul is just so – he's so enjoyable to me.
And then he's like, well, I'll come with you. And she's like, okay, well, then let's bring the kids.
So she's doing, yeah, so she's doing a magazine shoot in Vegas at the Palms Hotel. And he's like, cool, like, I want to look at opening a business up there. I'll come. She's like, oh.
She's like, no. She's like, well, okay, if you're coming, the kids will come. And he's like, no, it's one night alone. She's like, no, we can't have a night alone.
Yeah, he's like, we'll have group massages. We'll go to a nice dinner. We can go. Then you'll have, like, your shoot the next day. And she's like, he always wants to come with me. He just likes to tag along. Like, and even then, you think that they're going to Vegas alone, and yet they go and meet two friends for dinner. Like,
he couldn't get her alone. She was scared to be alone with him. What was going to happen when they were alone? Like, do you think they just were not having sex anymore?
Yeah. I mean, or he was, like, trying to, and she's like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
But I also thought, though,
you can only avoid sex for so long with your husband.
But I thought in Vegas, I actually thought she looked really pretty.
For the photo shoot, okay, that bottle was a smoke.
Hello, Shaw. Oh, Shaw, like Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, my gosh. And she was so funny talking about it. She's like, yeah, he's like a really sweet, nice, handsome, beautiful man. Paul's like, wait, what?
Well, she's like telling, so they're at dinner with, like, two friends, which I also thought the setup was interesting. Like, the couple sat on the outside, and then Paul and Adrian sat in the middle.
She doesn't want to, like, I think it was like the two girls wanted to sit next to each other because Adrian's trying not to talk to Paul. Like, he literally comes up to kiss her, and she's like, moves her cheek.
Yeah, she basically, like, instead of giving, even kissing him on the cheek, she just, like, rubs her cheekbone on him. Like, hello, like, you know. And then she's, poor, like, telling Paul. Him, like, yeah, poor Paul, like, literally, it just was so funny. But then she was, like, really sweet, though, and then she said, like, he's got really great eyes. And that's where I saw, like, okay, she does, like, care about him.
Cares that he loses 25 pounds.
Well, you know, you got to take the good with the bad sometimes. It's like a comp assault, right?
Like, he's like, I need to lose 25 pounds. And she's like, well, you have really nice eyes.
Your eyes can't get fat.
Isn't that the thing with, like, buying shoes? Because you never change your shoe size?
Sometimes you do. If you gain a lot of weight, you can go up a shoe size. Like, you know, your feet get swollen or whatnot. But they will say, like, people do say, like, well, haven't you heard of, like, pregnant ladies when their feet are so swollen, they have to, like, go up a size because they're just so big?
Oh, yeah.
But I will say, like, whenever I feel really heavy and I feel, like, gross, and I'm like, I want to, like, buy something, I always go for shoes. Now it's masks. But, like, before it'd be, like, you know, it'd be shoes. Like, okay, guys, I'm going to buy a really cute pair of shoes.
Like a facial mask, not like a mask to hide her mask or her face.
Both. Oh, but Mary wants me to stop talking about COVID.
Oh, no, I wasn't thinking those masks. I was thinking like a Halloween mask.
What? No, I'm talking like both face masks. And I'm also talking about like skincare stuff. Like, I got this Ole Henriksen cold plunge face mask, and it's like a teal color. I love it. I love it. It does nothing for my skin, but it's real pretty.
Okay.
Anyways, yes, the shoes. But I thought Adrian looked really good at the shoe. I mean, does anybody know what Curve magazine is? It's in Australia, apparently.
Never heard of it. Never heard of it. But it was more to show off the palms.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but think about it. The palms is huge. Like, Real World was there, this show, like, and I'm pretty sure, like, Jersey Shore, didn't DJ Pauly D, like, that's where his residency was.
Oh, was it at the Palms?
I'm pretty sure.
I think the Maloofs are pretty smart, savvy business people. Do they still own the Sacramento Kings? I wonder.
I'm not sure. I don't, you know, once a housewife leaves us, they leave me, too.
Sure.
Okay. You know? Before we go back, Neil. Yeah.
We have Neil, and you guys, she just thinks she is a businesswoman. She's like, well, I produce for my husband. Do you know him? His name's Kelsey Grammer, and he's like one of the best actors in Hollywood. So.
Frasier, you heard of it? It's like toss salad and scrambled eggs. Yeah, we have that for breakfast daily. You know the theme song?
The dad that was the actor, I think his last name was Mahoney.
John Mahoney, maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know him?
No, not related. She like goes to her house manager and is like, so like if you can get Kelsey on the line because I have a
really, during intermission, which is wild.
Yeah, like I have a really important meeting. And then she walks like 100 miles to get to the
And I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more.
For some reason, her walking down to the office, like, I don't know, it had me laughing. I don't know why. Like, she walked.
Because it kept doing like she was just voiceovering the whole time talking. I couldn't even tell you what she was talking about, probably her company, whatever. But they kept like fading in and then like out to her walking again. So it just literally seemed like she was walking forever. And she walks like with like a prancer size.
She walked with purpose. Like she was walking that runway, but it was a dirt path.
It was a $20 million dirt path, And then she's like, oh, Kevin, thanks for it. And all I'm thinking is, Kevin parked behind the house.
I know.
Like, when she let him out at the end, he went through a door to his car. And I was like, but she had to take the long way there. Like, where's her golf cart to take her from her house to the studio, if you will?
But I also felt like this was definitely, like, Camille is trying to break out of Kelsey's shadow and, like, she's trying to...
Do you think she knew yet? My mom is convinced before the season started that Camille knew she was getting divorced.
I have heard rumors of that. Like, yeah. Like, the marriage was done. The marriage was done. You get this show. Step out of Kelsey's shadow. Try to get, you know, some of your own things going. But so, basically, she pitches a show about nannies, which I don't think is a very relatable show. I don't think most people.
Well, then I was thinking she's like, well, it was about my nanny and my daughter. And I'm thinking, is it like The Nanny Diaries starring Scarlett Johansson? Like, what kind of relationship does your daughter have with the nanny? Is she like taking care of her? Like, and which nanny? Because you have four.
It's confusing. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I mean, it was too adult. It wasn't for the Nick audience. They're thinking more Nick at Night, the 18 to 49-year-old age group.
How funny would it be if, like, the real, like, the nanny with Fran Drescher was Camille's show? Like, that's actually what she came up with.
I was actually thinking, I'm like, how many shows do have nannies? And then I started thinking, I was like, well, the nanny.
Yeah. And then Dorota, Gossip Girl.
Yeah, that's true. There, I guess there is. I just don't feel like a lot of people have nannies in general.
Eloise?
Yeah. But you know what? I've been proven wrong. Sorry. I mean, where I work, it's all au pairs. Like Alex McCord. She had the au pairs, you know?
No, I know, I know.
A different language.
Yeah, but then it was, like, funny, too. She's like, yeah, like, I have such an eye for this. Like, you know that show Medium? Yeah, I said, Kelsey, have you heard of Patricia Arquette? And remember, Medium, we'll come to find out, is based on Alison Dubois.
Which we've already recapped that episode, so.
We have. We can, yeah. But you know, she's just. So she does end up getting Kelsey on the phone in intermission, which I was like, I can't believe he's breaking. He has like, what, 15 minutes in between to get ready. And he's like, yeah, let me hop on the phone. And she's like, they just think, Nick, it's too much. Like, maybe Nick at night. He's like, sounds great. Gonna go have sex with a flight attendant. Goodbye.
And Camille's like, I love you and I miss you. And he's like, yeah, same.
Yeah, bye. Gotta go. See ya.
And then we cut to Taylor, and it's like, money buys you convenience in Beverly Hills. And it's all about the labels and the prices. You have like Chanel, $1,300, $1,400, Stella, like all these wild.
When they're like, oh, this is Stella McCartney. She's like, good for her. I'm like, I don't think Taylor knows who Stella McCartney is.
No, and it was funny because it clearly was very much for show, and she's so trying to fit into the Beverly Hills lifestyle.
Here's what I think. One, I think that was all like last season stuff. But I thought too, it was like, if you're a stylist, you do not put things on those plastic hangers. You get those velvet hangers. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. They're like the velvet black hangers, like where, me too, but like where you put, now I don't have nice clothes, but if you're going to put.
I do it because things fall off.
Yeah, same. But I'm thinking if you're putting $1,400 pieces, you're not putting them on a plastic hanger. Like, you should be. When she like threw that Chanel outfit, the like leopard one, on the ground, I was like, okay, this isn't real. These aren't, no, like, people would not do that. It was especially put it on TV
of, like, labels, and people really like into the big handbags. And I mean, I guess these.
They did an interstitial of that Louis Vuitton, that white one with the colored letters.
Right, right.
You know, and I was like, oh my God, they're bringing me to that
bag to me.
Exactly. Like, it makes me think of Jessica Simpson, Paris Hilton, like that whole time.
Actually, when Kim and Kyle went to Jensen's, the store, I got like very Paris Hilton vibes there.
Like, I felt like they should be wearing like juicy tracksuits.
Absolutely.
Like the juicy velour. Oh man, what a time! What a time! What a time! What a time!
What a time.
I so just also, Taylor to me was just she just shouldn't have been on the show. Like
I mean, that's like the only house husbands that have died were obviously Russell. Like, such a tragic mm-hmm. story. Bobby Zarin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna throw in Dennis, but even though he was actually a husband, Bethany's
Jeff. Gretchen's Jeff,
good point. Uh-huh. But that's really it. Okay, also, we've had over 100 housewives. Not one of them has died. Isn't that kind of weird to think about?
Wow. Okay, we went dark.
No, I thought about that a lot. I don't know. That seems kind of crazy.
Which is also crazy, too, because, like, Ladies of London, like, a couple of, like, Annabelle has passed away. Mm-hmm. On Ladies of London. I thought somebody else did, but maybe I'm just thinking of Alexander McQueen because she was like really close to him. But yeah, I don't know why I'm saying yeah,
that.
Like, why are we going dark? So anyways, let's talk about Kim's drinking problem. No, I'm just kidding.
No, let's talk about Kim and Kyle getting in a fight over fake Cheerios and be out who's skinnier.
It was so weird. So, like, Kyle's, like, clearly is so stressed out, like you said, about LVP coming over. Like, she's so worried. She wants to make a really good impression, obviously. And so she's yelling at Mauricio and, like, the butter's out. And then they're talking, you know, Lisa comes over and she's talking about, like, you like fake stuff. And she's like, it's organic. It's not fake. Like, your Cheerios are fake. And then Kim's like, I'm going to get my friends over here to defend me. And I was like, okay.
But then it was weird. Like, Kim, like, takes Portia and is... Like, Kim is, like, telling Portia that Mama is a baby. And I was like, what's going on now?
This relationship is so, it is so, like, interconnected. Toxic. Like, well, yes, but I mean, like, the way, as close as Kim and Kyle are, it's like they've, like, raised their kids together.
Right.
So it's like Kyle's not necessarily, she's obviously their aunt, but she's almost like a second mother, I feel, to Kim's kids, and almost like vice versa probably, but maybe not.
But also there's certain things that you like tell to your aunts, and because your mom's always going to be harder on you than your aunts, so you tell certain things to your aunts to help them get your mom on your side.
Right, but I just also felt like very much, well, we'll get there, but I just, the whole thing was just so weird to me because it's like Kim cannot handle change. Like, she can't handle it. She doesn't like having new friends.
We also don't know that she's an alcoholic, so it's like really weird because I feel like... But there
was a scene of her in the kitchen drinking what looks like champagne.
No, I think she drank on the first episode on the plane as well. Like, she was drinking, and I think... That gets under Kyle's skin so much because she knows she shouldn't be drinking, but she's not going to say that on camera until the last episode in the limo.
Right, until she
You're a liar and an alcoholic.
and then she's like, Finn's going to go beat her ass in the limo.
I think she just like is so annoyed of her. She's like, and I wouldn't be surprised if Kim's on some like antidepressants and like you should.
Okay, here's a controversial question. Did Kyle ask Kim to come on this show to expose her secretly?
No. Wasn't it supposed to be about...
Well, I know you're a Kyle defender to the end.
No, I think... No, you wouldn't know. She's still... I mean... She's always going to... She's going to be the one that's there for Kim in the end.
Not Brandy. Huh. Weird. Okay. Interesting.
So, you know, family dynamics are challenging.
And this okay, is so you have a controversial comment where you think that LVP, when she came over to Kyle's house, was in a rented Bentley.
I do. Because the Bentley didn't have a license plate or anything.
I think it was
No, it wasn't blacked out. No. It was rented. They're trying to look.
Oh.
They're trying to look.
Wow. So everyone's fake. Everyone's fake.
Remember
in it.
Villa Blanca's closing people. She can't even keep that afloat.
Well, it's so funny because we've also like said to each other too, is like the difference now of the housewives comparatively across the board are probably like all relatively the same richness, basically. Like they're all wealthy. And this season,
Kyle now and LVP in this episode are the same amount of wealth.
I can see that. You're saying like before Sir and Tom, like all that really took off.
I don't think Sir and Tom Tom make that much money. I just, as I'm learning more about the restaurant industry in COVID, I think it's really hard for restaurants to stay afloat. And it's like they're literally paying the rent. They're paying the employees. You're not making money off food at all. You're making money off booze.
Right. And it's just. But their drinks at Tom Tom are like $18.
Well, they have to be for their overhead. So it just makes me feel like I don't think they're making that much money on those businesses.
Okay. I mean, I could see Kim, like Kyle is definitely, I mean, the amount of wealth, like she's cooking here. She would be hiring chefs now. Like she hosts barbecues every season now and it's a catered affair, never barbecue. Like Kyle and Mauricio definitely have money. They have the
Aspen house now. They have the Beverly Hills house. They're right now trying to sell the old Beverly Hills house.
So they have two Beverly Hills homes. They sold this Palm Springs one and upgraded because
I know this isn't the one that we've seen like where they party at Coachella and stuff, like it's way nicer now, but
I think they sold this one.
That's so sad.
Maybe they did. I don't actually know. Maybe they did.
Yeah.
But I want to say that they sold it.
Oh, that's really horrible.
I don't think it's that horrible.
It's your mom's house, the memories.
You know what? At some point, though, you gotta get rid of it. Mm. Like, I feel like, I want to say, like, Farrah sold it or something.
Oh, let me
Or, like, sad. One of the other daughters. Don't be sad. Sometimes people need to let go of the material and just keep the memories.
Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that.
Okay. Well, anyways, so we also got to see. Okay, we talked. Did we mention Linda Thompson? Yes, right.
Let's.
If we
just
didn't
talk about Linda Thompson, Linda Thompson is Brody's mother, who she had with Bruce Jenner, who's now Caitlyn Jenner, who was married to Kris Jenner, who Kris Jenner was on at Kyle's house last
They're week. All like kind of connected. Like I was saying, I was like, I'm pretty sure Linda Thompson runs in that same group. Like Linda was also married to David Foster.
Oh, it's so wild.
I believe. That, yeah. Is that correct? Like, yes, yeah. And she dated Elvis Presley.
Because they had that reality show with Spencer and Brody.
The Princes of Malibu.
Yes.
Yes, you're so right. But it was
hilarious because Taylor's like, oh, my daughter Kennedy, she is so unappreciative. Like,
Kennedy's like four.
And she's like, you know, she doesn't eat all her food. And then Linda Thompson's like, I know these kids today. She's like, just take them to Africa and show them.
And like, Taylor's like, I can't afford safari.
Like, I feel like this, like, such a rich person. Like, oh, just take them to Africa and show them the real poverty and then they'll appreciate. Yeah. Like, just hop on a plane.
I'm like, again, Kennedy is four. Like, or like, I don't know, Taylor, teacher?
Exactly.
You could teach. That's fine.
You're the adult. Well, I know these kids have trouble eating, but guess what? If they're starving, they'll eat whatever you want.
Actually, when my sister was a kid, she still to this day does not eat vegetables. My stepmom would put one green bean, like a half of a green bean on her plate and say, okay, here's everything. Here's your steak. Here's your mashed potatoes. And then you have to have your half... one green bean to eat. You cannot leave the table. My sister would be at that table till like 9 p.m. just screaming bloody murder. She would not eat it to this day. Still, I'm like, Jessica, it is half. Like, she would literally.
What about like a Cobb salad? Would she eat a Cobb?
No. Anything green.
Really? Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I think, you know, and now she's like, I don't know, 28. Like,
I love like a bad salad, like a salad with like a ranch and like mozzarella cheese,
avocado,
I love a Cobb salad. Or
yes, I like no blue cheese on that for me though. Some bacon.
Yeah, no. Or I like salads with salami in them.
Okay, Paul. Okay. I think you could dine with Paul and he would love it.
Sounds good. I'll eat the turkey chili.
Yeah. Okay, so then, you know, they come back. And so then it's Whitney's birthday, Kim's daughter. It's her 20th birthday. So all the Richards girls are going to Sonia Dekar. And I kept thinking, too, how on this season, who was setting this up? Because at this point, they were like, I mean, they were quote-unquote known in Beverly Hills, whatever. Like, Kim's, you know, a child actor. But, like, who's getting these sponsorships? Like, at this point, I feel like it's Beverly Hills, like, the producers doing it. But now, I feel like they could be like, I want to go here and I'm going to set it up, right? Like, they have just more recognition.
Yeah, maybe they're just, like, taking a chance on a reality TV show. It seems, like, very sponsored the way that, like, all the labels were out. Or maybe it was just, like, smart marketing. Who knows? Maybe they had to pay for it.
But so they're all there, and Kim pulls Kyle aside, and she's like, Kyle, Whitney wants to go to Houston for the summer, and you just need to be on my side that it's not okay because I'm codependent and I need her here and she can never leave me. And it was crazy.
And then I thought it was really interesting. Like, Kyle was like, well, is it just for the summer? You know, don't you think that's fair? Like, she's 19 and she's like,
she's 20. This is her birthday.
Yeah. And,
and it's like she's in college.
You could tell right away, though, what side Kyle was going to go on. And I wondered if it was like, I couldn't tell if Kyle wanted to just go against Kim. Or
for the sake of it.
Or she was really on Kimberly's side.
No, it was Whitney.
Oh, sorry. Because love that Kim has a daughter named Kimberly.
Which is funny, though, because it's like, we never say anything when men name their sons the same name. But, like, if a woman does it, we're like, that's weird.
My
grandma did
it. My grandma's name's Marie, and my aunt's name Marie.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. We've passed down, like, middle names, so every one of our middle names are Marie.
Yeah, and then my little sister's middle name's Marie.
Yeah, but I'm like, you know what? You want to name it your daughter Kimberly? You freaking do it, Kim Richards, okay?
She did it. She did it, people.
She did it. She did do it. Yeah. She did do it. But yeah, so Kyle's like, but I also was, no, I was like on Kyle's side with this. I'm like, okay, your daughter for the summer, she's in college. Like, she's like, she's never going to come back. I'm like, who the hell's paying that tuition? That bitch, she's going to college. Like, what are you talking about? She's like, it's not just going to be for the summer. She has friends there and her dad. She's going to choose them over me. And like, Kyle, I felt like was like, you put too much pressure on your children.
It was so sad. But no, because Kyle's like, I'm not going to pretend to have your back if I don't agree. And she's like, you know what? Your girls come to me because you make poor choices. And
that was like wild. She said it. Not only did she say it to Kim, but she also said it in the confessional. Like, they come to me because she's made the wrong choice again. And I'm like, I bet her kids have seen her at her lowest lows, like drunk, and they've had to deal with that. And they call Kyle freaking out. Like, what do I do? What do I do?
Yeah. Well, and Kyle says, like, you, she says to her face, you want her here with you because you're codependent. And
she's like, no, I'm not. Yeah. No. And so then Kyle's like, hey, Whitney. So heard you want to go to Houston for the summer. What's up with that? And I'm like, oh my God, Kyle, you're such an instigator. And Kim is like livid.
Well, you can tell Kyle's about to snap because she's on the kid's side. And she's like, so are you going to come back? And she's like, well, if she was going to come back, like, let her go. Let her have a great summer with her dad and her friends. And, you know, you'll come back in the fall. Like, let your kids be a kid.
Yeah. And then she's like, Whitney, wouldn't you say your mom's codependent and like relies on you a lot? She's like, Taylor Swift, like, I'd very much like to be excluded from this narrative. Like, it's my birthday and I would not want to do this.
And then they're literally sending messages behind her
back. They're texting each other.
But in front of her.
Yeah. And it made me sad for Kim because it's like, there's clearly she has lived like a fucked up life, I think. Like,
yeah.
I think Big Kathy effed those kids up.
Actor. I would love to know their mom more.
I want one of them at some point to snap and write a tell all.
Oh, we have time. Kim needs some money. Come on.
I know. But watching this, like what we know now and watching this relationship before, you're like, wow, these sisters are just close. And wow, like this relationship that they have. But now knowing what we watch, I'm like, oh man, this is just a ticking time bomb.
I cannot wait to get to this limo episode because it's all going to come crashing and burning. But it's like it's kind of fun to rewatch because we know the animosity is building and it's about to
explode. We already have the puzzle pieces, right? Like the puzzle's complete. So like we're literally just like, we're just like staring at it like, what's like next? Oh, we know what's next. Like, oh, okay, here we go. So it's just, like you said before, is like it's not manufactured right now. Like these are like real situations, and these are like real fights.
This is true drama. Like they're not getting along, and like
this is true life. We were child actresses, and now we're trying to live our lives.
I love it. Can't wait for episode 3, guys.
Yes, and we will be recapping that soon. So thanks for joining. If you guys want to watch this now that we finished, it's on Hulu, as everything else is. Until next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.